Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. As the world above withers under the relentless assault of climate calamities, resource depletion, and the unrelenting erosion of biodiversity, humanity has been driven to seek haven in the unlikely embrace of Earth's underbelly. Continuing our exploration of humanity's indomitable desire to adapt in face of an inhospitable surface, we venture deeper into the labyrinth of survival instincts in a glimpse underneath, chasing the subterranean sunset. Far from the sun's reach, our world thrives in shadows, a defiance of nature's reprisal, birthed from the ashes of environmental neglect. Lured by tales of an elusive phenomenon beneath the surface, a simulated sunset within the hollows of our emerging subterranean sanctuaries, I embarked on a journey to uncover this poignant symbol of lost beauty. The chaos of surface existence, marked by parched landscapes and abandoned cities, has now been substituted by a subterranean symphony of innovation and conservation. Here underground, the last echoes of humanity's atonement resonate against the cold stone, carving out habitations and makeshift ecologies. Gone are the days when sunsets were a universal spectacle. Today, they are a curated rarity, meticulously engineered to gift a semblance of the familiar in a world otherwise alienated from its past. In an exploratory descent, I was greeted by the vision of crystalline illuminations that bounced off the sullen rock walls, igniting whispers of day's end. The sunset emerged not from an atmosphere but from a meticulous arrangement of fiber optic threads and phosphorescent algae, a natural and artificial amalgamation, painting a melancholic vista of oranges and purples against the orchestrated skyline of a cavernous metropolis. This performance, a daily ritual, reveals a community clinging to a semblance of normalcy amidst the extraordinary. Residents gathered in silent reverence, not unlike our ancestors who once watched the horizon swallow the sun. There were murmurs of children beholding this manufactured miracle for the first time, their faces awash with the false glow, a reflection of innocence against the backdrop of our detritus. As one denizen uttered, "It's our tether to what once was, a memory we gift our children so the planet's beauty isn't lost to history alone." Yet, this is not a tale solely of sorrow or nostalgia, but of the practical resilience that these artificial sunsets symbolize. Refracted through subterranean water systems, recycled air, and meticulously balanced ecosystems, there is a sense of radical acceptance here. It's a tale of adaptation, of species, both human and not, finding their niche in the darkness and cultivating life anew. With each descent city reached, a different story unfolded. Some embraced technology to imitate the world above, others turned to bioluminescence, allowing nature to craft a spectral dance of light to instill hope, or perhaps as an act of penance. Communities shared tales of their exoduses, their losses, their unwavering quest to keep a vestige of the past alive as they mold their future. What does one feel in the face of such a sunset? It is an amalgam of emotions. Loss, certainly, for the world we've squandered. Awe, perhaps, at the indomitable innovation that conjures such paradoxical beauty. But mostly, it's a reminder of our folly. A daily ritual of remembrance and a call to never stop looking for ways to heal the wounds we've so carelessly inflicted upon our planet. The subterranean sunset doesn't offer redemption. It's too late for that. But in its spectacle lies a clarion call to those above, to those who can still witness the fateful divorce of light and land, to change the narrative before their own world necessitates an underground escape. In our pursuit to bring readers stark realities through visceral experiences, a glimpse underneath extends the previous narratives of humanity's new dwellings and the stark contrast between our faltering steps and the resilient march of nature. By chasing the subterranean sunset, we expose another facet of our adaptability, ingenuity, and the persistent hunger for a world that's all but a whisper away from being a memory.